I ask now for the wisdom of the Spirit of God, so that you may hear the voice of your good shepherd in the words that he speaks through me. It was on a Sunday morning, and the family got themselves all dressed up in their finest Sunday clothes like you have, and made their way to church walking down the side of the road. As they were walking down the footpath on the side of the road, a complete stranger was heading towards them the other way. And the complete stranger saw them early on this Sunday morning, all in their Sunday best, and was very impressed. So the stranger said, "And where are you going?" And the father of the family said, "Are we going to church?" And the stranger said, "Church? What is church?" And the father said, "Oh, that's the building just around the corner you would have seen as you were coming the other way." I wonder if I ask you, what is church, what your reply would be. What would have you told this stranger if he asked, stopped you and asked you, "Tell me what church is?" Because I got news for you. It's not this building. This isn't church. As fine as it is, it's not this building. And it's certainly not that assembly area you've got out there. That's certainly not church. And church isn't committees. Thank God church isn't committees. But church is not committees. It's not meetings. Church isn't music. Church isn't singing. And I've got to admit that church isn't even the pastor. None of those things have got to do with what church is. In all my reading of Scripture, nowhere does it say that that's what church is. But today we are told what church is. Church is a gathering of a mob. It's the assembly of a flock. It's a congregation of people. It's you that are church. But more specifically, it's the gathering of a mob that have been called together as one by the shepherd. And I am not the shepherd of this flock in Mount Barker. Even if you were to call me to be your pastor and I accepted that calling, I still would not be your shepherd. Because all as I am is nothing more than a hireling. I am nothing more than a hireling. Someone that the good shepherd of the flock has called to be his voice, to speak his word to his flock, assembled wherever they may gather. I am nothing more than a servant of the shepherd, called and appointed by him to be his voice. Jesus is the only good shepherd there is. There is no other. And so it's his voice that calls us to assemble and gather together, not mine or anyone else's. You're only here because you have heard the voice of your good shepherd calling to you, calling you to come together to assemble as one flock here at this time in this congregation in Mount Barker. But even Jesus is not a self-appointed good shepherd. He was appointed by God the Father himself. It was God the Father who willed that Jesus came to this world to be the good shepherd. It's not something that Jesus put his hand up for and said, "I'll do it," because he knew what it meant to be the good shepherd of a mob of sheep like us. And he knew what it would cost him to be the good shepherd of a mob of sheep like us, who have often gone astray and been rebellious and disobedient and faithful to the word of God. Now, he was appointed by the Creator of all things, the Creator Father himself. But he was willing to do it because he was willing to faithfully and obediently follow the will of his Father to the very end and beyond into eternity. That's something we weren't willing to do. We proved that from the word go. But he was willing to go the distance. He was willing to lay down his life. He was willing to suffer the full punishment, the wrath and the anger of God that we so rightly and so justly deserve. And believe not you me, none of us would survive the full fury, wrath and anger of God. None of us would survive the full punishment that we so rightly deserve if he decided to hand it on to us. It was our good shepherd, that took our place. And when he was here, he said, I am the door of the sheep. I am the gate. There is no other way to come to the Father except by me, except through faith and believe in me. But you all know that a gate serves two purposes. First of all, the gate keeps the sheep in. We are the sheep of God's flock. And Jesus, the gate, keeps us safe and secure in Jesus' flock here. The gate protects, cares for the unblemished sheep of God's flock. And you've all heard it today. You are the unblemished sheep of God's flock on earth. You have the assurance of his forgiveness. You have the assurance of his complete pardon. All your sins have been washed away. All of you are pure, cleaner and whiter than the falling snow. All the guilt of your sins is gone this day. You are the unblemished flock, sheep, in God's flock here on this earth. And so Jesus has laid his life down for us to protect us, to care for us, to look after us, to watch over us at all times. But the other thing a gate does, it keeps the blemished sheep out of the unblemished flock. It keeps those out who are still stained by their sin, who are still riddled with the guilt of their sin. And there are so many unblemished sheep in this blemished sheep in this community of Mount Barker, who are still following their own will, dreaming their own dreams, pursuing their own visions without any thought or regard for what God's dreams or visions or will for them is. They're out there everywhere. And while we remain safe and secure in this unblemished flock of Jesus' sheep, he protects us and keeps us safe from them. Oh, he doesn't say we're not allowed to go out there to them. Of course we are to go out there. And we are to be, all of us are to be the voice of the shepherd out in this community, calling all those other sheep who are still straying out there to come and join this flock. That's what we do. That's the Great Commission. To go out there and be the voice of Jesus in this community, calling straying sheep to come back to the fold and here to enjoy the life that we enjoy. And as Jesus said, the life we enjoy is life lived to the fullest. And that's what life has become. Life lived to the fullest for all of us. Because you see, it's a life without guilt. And it's a life without fear. I mean, what is there for us to fear? I used to live with fear. I used to live with fear of not being liked, of being put down, of being made fun of being criticised. I don't live with that anymore because I just go to my little lamb in my room. And there it all is. I have nothing to fear from anyone in this world. I mean, what's the worst anyone in this world can do to me? They can take my life. If that's the worst they can do, bring it on. Because you see, since I am a lamb of God, a lamb in a little lamb that belongs to Jesus, not even death is going to take me away from him. All as that will do is open up a whole new life, far better, far more wonderful than I can ever imagine here on this earth, because it will be heaven restored for me. So I don't have any fear of what people will say or what people can do. I just go to my little lamb, and there I'm reminded of what Jesus thinks about me and what Jesus has done for me. And you're all very much aware of what Jesus has done for you. So we are God's little lambs, each and every one of us. And we are living life to the fullest right here and now on this earth. But we will live it more abundantly when time on this earth ends and time in eternity begins. I wish I could describe for you what is awaiting for us beyond death. You know, I always thought that God actually had his timing wrong. I actually thought that If God the Father decided to send Jesus now, it would have been made a lot more sense. Because you see, Jesus could have made a DVD of heaven and brought it, and we could all just stick it into our machines and say, hey, there it is. But I don't think that would convince anybody anyway, because Jesus himself did come, and in his coming did convince so many people. All as I can say is, if you want to see what heaven is like, stay true to the Good Shepherd, and you will. Don't go drifting and straying away. Although I got to admit in my life I did that. I drifted and I strayed away. But you see, the problem with that is God loves me too much to let me go. He loves you too much to let you go. The bottom line with God is he loves you so much he can't spare the thought of spending eternity without you. That's why he's done for you everything he's done. His is a desperate love, seeking and searching you and me, calling us back. And little Jasmine today has been given the very thing necessary to recognize the voice of Jesus. She has been filled with the Holy Spirit like all of us has. You see, without God gifting us the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't recognize the voice of our Good Shepherd on this earth or in this life. That's why we have been baptized. That's why God has filled us with his Holy Spirit, so that we can hear and understand and recognizing the calling of our Good Shepherd. And yes, our Good Shepherd is calling us to join him in paradise, in heaven. But now he's calling us to walk the paths of righteousness in this life, to live our lives in a way that are pleasing to God. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and absolutely certain I will live in the house of the Lord my God forever. I have absolute confidence in that. I hope each and every one of you has absolute confidence in the same thing, that goodness and love will follow you all the ways, all the days of your life, and that you will live in the house of the Lord your God forever. And in the meantime, remember this, your Good Shepherd right now, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall never be in want for anything. He leads me to green pastures where he nourishes me, feeds me and nurtures me no matter what this life may bring. And he leads me to quiet waters where I can find peace and rest in his presence. And there he refreshes me again so that I may continue to walk the path that he has set before me. And I will live in the house of the Lord my God forever. And I got it figured. There are two absolutely great blessings with that. Not only will I live in the presence of the Lord my God forever, but I will live in your presence forever too. Each and every one of you who remain faithful to the calling of your shepherd and stay safe and secure, protected within his flock here on this earth. May God bless you all so that you all come to appreciate the fullness of life that he has given you to live.